Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to be here, as I say this every Wednesday, because it's really legitimately the truth. I love, love, love my time with you guys. It's always special to me. I can't wait. I mean, even just putting the show together, I get excited. I can't wait. I never forget a Wednesday. How can I? I would be missing all of you. Well, listen, as you know, oh my God, it's so much going on. We already have over 1 million listeners right now worldwide, which is so amazing. I was just talking to my producer, Doug, one of the founders of BBSRadio.com, one of the best and the largest internet radio networks in the whole wide world. They are everything. I was just talking to him, and so soon we will be actually having access to being on the radio. You can actually listen to us on your radio, not through an adapter, but actually tuning in to us. So we will definitely be keeping you up posted with that. And if that's not enough, we're already on Alexa. We're already on Google Play. All you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, hey, Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll pick right up. Or you can go on Google Play and say BBS Radio and station number one, and it'll pick up BBS Radio station number one. So we're streaming live over 100 streaming networks live, including iHeartRadio.com. So you know what? I'm with the best network, I'm telling you, in the whole world. I'm telling you, can't get no better than that. Look into it if you are interested in bbsradio.com. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. And also, I'm just excited about all the wonderful things that is going on. We got such an amazing show today. We got actor Jason Mitchell is going to be joining us. We got, of course, comedian Gina G that's going to be joining us. Oh my gosh, we just got so much going on. The show is full and power-packed. I am so excited about it. And we got so much more information with you. We got a lot of new people joining us for 2020. Also today we got Angela Cougar. She's going to be joining us. She's got a lot of tips about wholeness. You know, I'm all about that. I'm excited about that. Holistic coach. She's going to be giving us some lifestyle tips. And also we have the author Shannon Rivera. He's going to be joining us, and I'm so excited about that. He's got a new book out, and we got to hear all about it. And God forgive me if I'm not pronouncing these authentically, wonderfully last names correctly, but they're going to be joining us, and I stand to be corrected if I am wrong. So I'm excited about that. I love that this show is very transparent and just down to earth, and just people can just come on and set the record straight and get their points across. And we thank you, listeners, for making this show one of the number one internet talk shows in the nation and around the world. Let's go right on into the weather, because we got a full show, so much going on. My girl, comedian Gina G, is going to be joining us shortly. We got my girl, Estelle Monroe Gant. She's got a spoken word. She's going to be joining us shortly. So in Miami right now, we're sunny. The temperature right now is 72 degrees. The high today is going to be 76 degrees. In Washington, D.C. today, cloudy, 50 degrees right now. And I think your high is going to go all the way to 53, which is pretty good. DC, London, you are 43 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 43 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 45. And Los Angeles, I was just talking about you, LA. You got showers coming around 10 a.m. between 10 and noon, which it hardly ever rains there, but I guess you really need it. It's 30% and 40%. You are at 57 degrees right now. Your high is going only up to 63 degrees. But you got 70s coming the rest of the weekend. It's fabulous as usual. You guys never let anybody down with that weather. Let's see, 60 in Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Augusta, shout out to iHeartRadio and DJ Fats. I love you, man. Got so much love for Augusta, Georgia. I should be soon with the fitness boot camp coming back to you guys this spring. I'm looking forward to that. But your high today is 64 degrees in Augusta, Georgia. Miami, you are 72 degrees and sunny. Your high today is going to be 76 degrees in Australia. Hey, Australia, you're 81 degrees right now, partly cloudy. You're going to wake up to 54. 54 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be very windy, 85. Just so be ready for that. Kenya, you're 90 degrees right now, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up tomorrow to 72 degrees. You got another high of 92, and you are going to have thunderstorms, so be prepared for that. You don't want to not be prepared for that. Paris, you're 42 degrees, waking up to 43. Australia, you are 87 degrees, mostly clear right now. You're waking up to 48 degrees. You got a lot of wind coming, so be ready for that. Hawaii, you're 56 degrees. Your high is 66, I'm sorry. And you got a lot of showers in and out, so be ready for that. You're tittering between 67 and 67 degrees is your high. And then you're going to wake up to 53 degrees. You got showers all week long, so just be prepared for that. 60s, mid-60s, high-60s for the rest of the week. Puerto Rico, hey, Puerto Rico, you're 80 degrees right now. That never gets old to me. I hope it doesn't with you. It's just that urban lifestyle, I tell you. Okay, you got thunderstorms coming around 3 p.m. between 3 and this evening around 7 o'clock. You got thunderstorms expected 40 to 50%. Your high is 80 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 65 degrees, and you got thunderstorms tomorrow as well. So be ready, a high of 78 degrees. All right, if I didn't mention your continent, your city, your nation, your state, if I didn't mention your neighborhood, guess what? I love you anyway, and I love you. You know God loves you. And guess what? No matter what's going on around you, within you, about you, God is still in control, and he has the absolute final say. So I want you to keep all your hopes, your fear, your faith, and your expectation all in the Father. All right. Listen, I want to go right into the ministerial moment. We're going to take a sponsor's break, and we'll be right back with that. Right after this sponsor's break. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. So, you know, I always talk about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. And I know that I'm just going to get straight to the point and be transparent. A lot of, like I always do, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get to a place, we feel good with the Father. He done spoke a word into us. And, you know, we done got a prophetic word, something we've been praying about, something we've been, you know, God has been ministering to about it, us about. And we just wanted to get that confirmation, whatever it may be. In those moments where you feel good, because a lot of times we go by our feelings. I want to just let you guys know, do not trust your dog on feelings. Base everything in your life on facts and truth. Whatever God has said to you, fact, and it is truth. Okay. And like, you know, like we say, the truth sells, you know, sets you free. It shall set you free. So we got to know that whenever something is, has liberated us for that moment, we have to remain in that liberation. A lot of times we find ourselves just thinking that this is just, it's like a amusement park. It's like a, you know, day at the beach, or, you know, that the adversary is not going to try to eat up that word that we got, or try to steal that word that we got, or try to get us to doubt or disbelieve or question, was it me? Was it God? Any of those spaces is a lie. Any of that space is something that's distracting us from where we're supposed to be. I had just sent a message saying that we have to remain. I want you guys to just learn to remain in the things of God. Remain focused on him. Remain in, unstoppable, unmovable, steadfast in him. Remain in the joy, whatever you felt, remain in that space. And know, when we mature in the things of God, when we understand how kingdom works, and we understand that God is in control of everything, he has the final say, and he's bigger. He's the creator of all things. Nothing gets past him. Nothing shocks him. Nothing surprises him. Nothing can overpower him. nothing. He's in control over everything. And once we get to that confidence level, that space, well, we know that when he speaks a word using a vessel, using maybe a scripture, maybe it might be a sermon, maybe, you know, a worship song that you just happen to hear that came on the radio, or maybe just, I don't know, maybe it might be something on the television, anything, whatever it is that he's using to confirm to you what he has already put in your spirit, because we live, move, and have our being by the Spirit of God. That's one and first and foremost. So whatever we are being led to, or feel, you know, getting an unction or hearing an echo from the Spirit of God, we have to be confident that that is him. More of him, less of us. More of him, less of us. The more time we spend with him, the more we get to know him, the more we become like him, and the more confident we will be in knowing if this is him, or if it's you, or if it's the enemy, or whatever. You won't have that confusion. So the bottom line is, when he said it, you got to know that it is so. You got to remain in that spirit of joy, because that is your strength. You got to remain and that confidence, knowing that your Father is who he says he is, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do, because his word shall not return void. It will accomplish what it's set forth out to do, and that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. So even if you got an unction of it right now, he's going to exceed that, because he gives us stuff in part. We have to know that when the enemy comes in like a raging, thieving bull, snake, pig, and anything else, you got to just remain in where you were at. Your experience is the thing that you have to remain in. That experience that you had with God, don't allow anything to steal it. Not even in the car. If you driving and you know that the adversary is, this is what he does, it shouldn't be a shocker. So you done got a word from God. He done confirmed something. You praising him. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then somebody drive past you, try to cut you off and stick their finger up at you. Now you're mad. So you done already forgot where the space you was in. That person was just used to steal that moment that God has blessed you with. So I just want you to be encouraged by that, and know that God is, he rules and reigns, and that he's got your back, and he has the final say. All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. Don't get out of your space. Remain there. Remain there. I know it's a battle, but guess what? The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. The enemy's not even fighting you. He's fighting through you, fighting the Father. And guess what? If you just remain, then, and don't do nothing, and just stay where God has placed you in, then God can really fight on your behalf. Uh-oh, I done stepped on somebody's toes. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got our friend, the holistic trainer and encourager and motivator, Angela's going to be joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Portia Hoover.
So what we're going to do is we're going to say at the very end, now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I will be on Dr. Gina's Radio. No, I don't want to say that. I'm going to start over.
Starting in now.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I just got through chopping it up with the amazing Dr. Gina. Do I need to say that? I'm sorry. I know. I'll say this is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family. I just joined Dr.
Right,
Gina's family.
Right, the Gina family.
the Gina family, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio. Okay.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it now.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family of Dr. Gina's Radio, and you are listening to Gina Radio's Chat.
Pretty close.
Let me write it down.
Even I'm getting confused. So,
is it Gina Radio Chat? Right?
Gina's, Dr. Gina's.
Dr. Gina's, okay.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey guys, this is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family with Dr. Gina, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, that is, Doug, what a way. Welcome, 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 Portia. Gina G, aren't these funny? They just never get old,
they
right?
They are so funny. She got that laugh on those dang.
She said, let me write it down.
Yeah.
And Doug said, oh, boy, I'm getting confused now. That was funny. Welcome to the family, Portia Hoover. I'm just so excited to get you started. You got so much treasure going on to just disperse out here. So we cannot wait to have you. All right, Angela, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Is she Angela?
Yes, this is Angela. Hey, how are you?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Barely. I can barely hear you, Angela.
Okay, your sound actually just came in, too, because everything
low and jumbled. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a lot better. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Introduce yourself to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat listeners.
Hey, everybody. This is Angela Cudger out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's nice to be here.
All right, Angela Cudger. I have never met a Cudger before. Nice meeting you. And God knows I did not know how to pronounce your last name, but I'm so glad that you came on to say that. I've never met a Cudger. That is so interesting. Have you, Gina?
I have not.
Well, I'm so glad that she's with
us.
I know, that's right. Angela, she's so pretty, you guys. I mean, you got to follow her when she gets all of her information on social media. I'm so excited to have you on Holistic Mind, Body, and Soul. Tell us about that. What exactly do you do to help people get involved with their mind, body, and soul?
Oh, absolutely. So, Gina, one of the things that I actually do is I run a school that certifies holistic health coaches. And one of the amazing things about the field of health coaching is now it's the pretty much the only coaching field that can be reimbursed through insurance. So there's an influx of people coming to the field. But the beautiful thing about what I offer our students is the ability to not only just learn about the actual body, but to learn about the spiritual pieces that make the body amazing and to learn about how to actually prevent disease. So we get a lot of people who come back to us that look for this information so that they can coach clients. But once they're in our school, they notice that they need it for their own mind, body, and soul wellness.
Oh, wow. This is interesting. So are you saying that since there's like this school and you're training others and everything, are you finding that people are taking this more seriously now, being in tune with their bodies? Is it if that is the case that it is more people doing that, do you think that maybe it's because now people want to like live a healthier life, a more peaceful life? What is it stemming from, their desire for this now?
You know, one of the things I always say is the human being is evolving. Like, we are always changing and evolving. And with access to everything that we have online, people just want something deeper. It's one of the things that I've found to be true. And as a result, they look for these experiences in everything that they do. They look for it in the movies that they go see. They look for it in the relationships that they decide to be a part of. Right? Like, how many people have ever started a relationship and they say, no, that person's energy is off, or no, this person, I'm not feeling that person, right? We've always been looking for something deeper, and now people are looking for it in their educational experiences as well. And I think we do a good job of fusing that in with legacy.
Oh, wow. So how can someone that's interested in that get involved, and how can they be a student at the school?
Yeah. So we have a full enrollment team. This is a fully accredited school. And anyone who wants to be a part of it can actually watch the open house and kind of get caught up on the field of health coaching, because it's still a new profession. But they can get caught up and listen to everything that we offer and how they can get into school at discoverlegacy.info. And on that site, they can find everything that they need and call toll-free.
I love it. I love it. So as far as what are some of the foundation points as far as the training? Like, what is it? Is it fitness? Is it yoga? Is it meditation? Is it nutrition? What is involved in this? So people can know that there's a difference between physical fitness and holistic. I mean, people don't know the difference from that. They think it's all in the same. I mean, it's similar and it all is related, but it's different, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad you pointed that out. Yes, a lot of,
because I'm in fitness and I know it's different. We didn't learn anything about holistic when I did fitness training.
Nope. Yep. I'm glad you said that. A lot of people, when they think about health coaching, they do think about fitness. They think about all the things you named: yoga, meditation, mindfulness, holistic nutrition. They think about all these different pieces. But the thing that distinguishes a health coach from everyone else is that health coaches actually help people prevent disease and create new sustainable habits. That new habit may not necessarily involve fitness, but those new habits typically involve the things that people do on a daily basis, what they eat, who they're around, and how they treat their physical body that will allow them to create these other sustainable habits. So health coaches actually help a person do that and create these goals. Now, one of the things that I love about Legacy and what we offer, and I always tell people, look to see if there's a health coach around you or if there's a need for health coaches around you. I know within a 20-mile radius of me, there's about 50 doctor's offices looking for a health coach. So there is a very distinguished point between what health coaches can do and what people that do fitness training can do. They can coexist, because we get a lot of trainers that come back and they're like, I know how to train people, but this gives me a foundation. This gives me a platform, and this gives me a basis to continue to build my brand. So all these people that do yoga and all these other things, you know, it's like having all these different products, but no real foundation and no real mission. Health coaching and being a health coach gives the person that, and then they can do the yoni steaming, and then they can do the massage therapy, and then they can add all these other things to that platform. But needing that base of knowledge, that's what comes from holistic health coaching.
I love it. Holistic health coaching. I love it with Angela. She's the bomb. I love the, you guys know that I love mind, body, and soul, wholeness. I love all of that. Any extra piece or any major piece or whatever piece to the puzzle to make us whole, I love it. And I love your contribution. Thank you so much. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media. And Gina G, did you have anything you wanted to ask? I don't want to
say. I did not. Not at this time. I did not. You just better work it clean. That's all I'm going to say.
What'd you say, Gina? What did you say, Gina?
I said work it clean.
Work it clean. All right. I know that's right. Okay, Angela, tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Sure. You can follow us at legacyhealthcoach.com, or you can find me at Queen of Wellness across all social media.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for joining. I can barely hear you, though. I want everybody to hear you. Can you say your social media again?
Absolutely. You can find me at Queen of Wellness across
social Queen media. Queen of Wellness. I know that's right. Queen of Wellness.
Yep. Or you can find us at legacyhealthcoach.com.
All right. And this has been, I'm going to say Angela, beautiful Angela. Y'all got to look her up. She's gorgeous. And you can tell she takes good care of mind, body, and soul. Cugger. Did I say it right?
No, it's Kudger, but that's okay.
Kudger.
You're fine.
Kudger, Kudger, Kudger. Angela Kudger. Kudger. Angela Kudger, thank you so much. You got to come back and join us and talk to us again sometime and just give us some more pointers and tips. We love that kind of stuff, girl. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys have an outstanding week.
You have an amazing, amazing, amazing week. I love this. Didn't you like this, Gina? You learned a lot.
Of course.
Because you don't know, you know, people don't know this stuff and they don't know that there's a difference. It is so important. And I love the fact when she said about the how the physicians and all of that, everybody can coexist and work together. So that means that there are plenty of job opportunities in so many different ways. I just love that. And you and I guess, you know, according to the courses and everything, people will learn all of that stuff. So I just say if you're into that and you desire to do that, please look her up and go ahead and register. Get into classes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Angela. All right. We got Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity.
Hey, yes. I'm loving my song every time, What's going on, beautiful people? This is your girl, Gina G, and I got the Trinity. I want to talk about Lizzo, who has been just making headway all year long, being a plus-size, beautiful queen that's out here doing it, that ain't playing with nobody. She's got the most nominations of the Grammys. She has 8 nominations, you guys. So I'm so excited. I hope she wins all 8, but just to be nominated for a Grammy, to me, it's just a dream of its own. You know, I said, I'll get there one day. You know, I sing 1 or 2 notes for y'all. Anyway, now, let me give y'all this foolishness now. Julia Roberts. If you don't know who Julia Roberts is, come on, get your life together. Julia Roberts is the actress in Pretty Woman. That is just like her main, she's known for that role. But anyhow, she's been in so many movies. But she was set to play, get this, Gina, Harriet Tubman.
Wow.
Don't let that sink in. Julia Roberts was getting ready to play Harriet Tubman. Now, if you live under a rock, girl, if you live under a rock and don't know, Julia Roberts is white. And then not only is she white, she's a very thin, beautiful, lovely, just thin white gal. How she was going to play Harriet Tubman's black behind is beyond me. How they was going to do that. But they said that Harriet has been in the making for 26 years. And that Julia Roberts was one of the main persons to portray Harriet Tubman. All I'm going to say is I'm so glad. I am so glad that the good Lord birthed somebody wonderful to play that role in the 26 years that we waited. Because I would have died if I would have looked up at that movie and it would have been Julia Roberts. Because she had that been in blackface. And that would have just made a whole nother problem. So thank y'all for having good people on your team that smacked you and told you that's not a good idea. Burger King.
Wow. I'm really glad somebody just told them that.
Thank you. Somebody in the back. It might have been a janitor, a cleanup crew. Was like, I was just overhearing y'all. And I don't think Julia Roberts.
Exactly.
Somebody told them, and I'm so happy. But right now, y'all, Burger King is being sued, man. They got a class action lawsuit on them for cooking the Impossible Burger next to the real burger. There is a vegan. Yes, there is a vegan that is very upset that when he went to Burger King to get his Impossible Burger, it was cooking alongside the regular burger. I'm going to need y'all to stop going to these restaurants that got two items on their menu as a vegan restaurant. I'm going to need y'all to cut it out because you shouldn't have had your vegan behind in Burger King anyway. Okay? Listen to me. If you vegan, why did you walk in Burger King? They got Impossible Burgers everywhere. Everybody got an Impossible Burger. So I'm going to need you to stop going into this fast food restaurant and you're going to get some 5-star service. It's not going to happen. So, yes, they do have a couple of them little plant-based burgers along with their little beef-based burgers all together. So just be careful. If you're a vegan, I don't understand why you're going into Burger King anyway. But, hey, that's not for me to say. Akon, which... I don't know if you guys know Akon, but you should because he's done a lot for his community, a lot for the world itself. Akon was a rapper who's been out for several years. He is now claiming to be running for president 2024. And he is okay with running against Kanye. So, yeah.
Who is this?
Akon.
Oh, my God.
Akon is like, he's from Africa. He's got a lot. He is really a good guy if you do your research. But I really believe that Donald Trump
does a lot of community stuff. But I'm just saying a lot, you know, I guess anybody can try to.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Since Donald Trump won, I think everybody is saying, let me get a shot at it. Because as we know, Donald Trump is an actor, a reality TV star, and a spoiled brat, and he is the president. So I guess everybody is saying that they can do it as well. So Akon is in plans to run for president 2024 alongside Kanye West. So it should be very interesting. I mean, it should be very, 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 very interesting. Everybody is in this funk right now with Colin Kaepernick and his workout and not getting on a team and it all being a publicity stunt. You know what, Gina? Honestly, I'm not even going to bring that up because the simple fact is this man, Colin Kaepernick, all he ever wanted was equality for black youth being killed and police brutality being killed innocently in these streets. So for his career to have just been turned around and made a mockery of and in and out of the news, that's not what I'm going to speak on. So we still want to just promote for this year end to stand up against police brutality because it is still happening today. Just because we don't have a new recording of a young black male being killed, I can guarantee you that it's happened. So we're going to keep calling Kaepernick's name clean today on the Dr. Gina's radio chat. We're just going to leave it.
All right.
He's an activist.
Fantastic. That was good stuff, girl.
Thank you
so much, Gina G, with the trending tea. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all can follow me at Gina G2Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2Funny on all social media platforms except Facebook, because they will not allow me to have a number. So it's Gina G, T-O-O, Funny. So follow me for all upcoming shows, upcoming info, upcoming merchandise. I got a lot of stuff coming.
Okay, listen, I just found out from producer Doug that the lines, if you have been having trouble with getting on the line, is because we have reached the max of people to listen to the show on the number. I've never had that happen before.
Wow. We doing
girl, this station is blowing up. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Okay,
amazing.
So Doug, what we're going to do is, because he's just letting me know that we have some other numbers, I'm going to have to add these alternative numbers to the phone lines. But if you did have trouble getting into the show using the number 712-775-6619, there is an alternative number. I'm going to get, oh, I done lost it, Doug. Where is it at? the alternative number is... This is so wild. I am. Thank you, guys. I thank y'all. I'm just in awe.
I mean,
Gina, do you understand what's happening?
Baby, I understand that the God is continuing
to work. The other number is 701-719-3600. Again, 701-719-3600. Take note of that, and I'm going to make posts of that on social media. So we're maxing out of the numbers here. So we need to, we got other numbers that I'm going to be posting, but this is another number. And if you can't get on the line, it's unlimited on the internet. So you can always go on the BBS radio.com, BBSradio.com, and go through your internet, or you can go to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm sorry, Dr. Gina Prince.com and go to BBS Radio and click on there if you want to go through all of my website and stuff. But if you want easy access, you can go on BBSRadio.com or you can download the app, you guys. I don't want to lose any listeners because 2020, we got so many special guests coming on with so many gifts and so much anointing that they're going to be able to provide you some information that's going to set you free from all financial struggle and burden. We got a lot going on. Fitness and funny and DJ gonna be getting us dancing and praising God breaks and all kind of stuff, poetry, spoken word. It's gonna be food to your soul. So I definitely don't want us to miss any listeners. Also, you can go on Alexa. You can go and say Gina Gina's radio chat. You know, Gina's, hey Alexa, Gina's radio chat, or you can go to Google Play, and Google Play, you can go BBS radio station number one. We don't want to miss anyone, but we got to keep going. Thank you, Gina, for the Trinity. Estelle Monroe Gant with the spoken word. Girl, how are you doing?
Hello, Gina G with the Trinity. Good morning.
My family, Dr. Gina. I tried that Impossible Burger, girl, and it is impossible. Ooh. But, now I got to get back in the gym so I can look like Gina G with the Trinity and Dr. G with the flat belly.
Yeah, now Dr. G got the flat belly. There you go. That's who got it.
So today, my poem is just to encourage somebody that may be facing any type of challenge, and I know we all do. So I just want to encourage somebody on today, and I want to let them know the name of this poem is It Was Necessary. It Was Necessary. Uh-huh. So I stepped out of the boxing ring without a scratch. We fought 12 rounds, but I won the match. I mean, my nails still shine with this shellac, and my hair is still intact, undefeated, the number one record holder. Some call fear. The number one adversary, but I say it was necessary for me to be afflicted because I survived every setback, every hurt, every fake friend, and every disappointment, both publicly and in private. I'm still here because I survived it. According to some casual observers, my dream was a conclusion 6 feet under and miscarried. But there is a difference from being planted than being buried. God doesn't give vision without making provision, and when or how is totally his decision. Fear, I will no longer allow you to censor my narratives or date rape my commentary. See, my positive declarations are necessary because I have the power to speak life. Even when my posts seem weak, I'm on fleek with my faith. Before the foundations of the world, someone paid my ransom, and now I am the anthem for my people. Predestined to be here. I'm lit. And this girl is on fire like Alicia Keys or Beyonce's Beehive. Even the promoter Don King yelled, I got five on her. I'm Superwoman by default. I fight because I was taught to never lay down my crown because the winner's circle is where I belong. I will punch, kick, and bite just to win the fight of life. By all means necessary, because now I carry the title of number one record holder. Through it all, I lost some things and some people who pretended to be friends, but I gained momentum, but I learned to appreciate my struggles and even thank the one who sent them, because I'm no longer bitter, but now I'm better. My winning status was international, and the hardships I suffered was unmentionable. But it shaped and molded me to worth. And now I give birth to greatness. And I rate this 5 stars on Google or 10 on the Richter scale of hell because I've been there and done that. I bought the T-shirt and the hat. God took shredded rags and stamped his signature on the tag and made me a brand. Now I'm a brand new me. And if my haters are sick from what I've become, wait to see what I'm going to be. Mm. It was necessary. Mm.
Ooh, snap, snap, snap.
You know I'm snack.
Sometimes you gotta put your haters on notice and let them know. if you taking Pepto-Bismol now, you don't want to see me later.
Uh-oh.
Because you're going to be so mad.
You're going to be mad.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you, sister.
You can always follow me on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You can follow me at Estelle Monroe Gant, that's G-A-N-T-T, on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter at Gant, the number 4 _ and real.
All right. All right. Thank you, sister. I can't wait to see you because we'll be doing what's coming up. Diamonds, denim and diamonds. Diamonds and denim is coming up December the 6th.
Yes, December the 6th, we're having a Denim and Diamonds Poetry Night, getting this holiday kicked off to a great start. We're also honoring Dr. Gina. She will be honored on that night with an award for being the 2019 Number One Grinder Award.
I'm so honored. I'm so honored, y'all. I cannot wait because I'm going to be around a bunch of people doing spoken word. This is going to be an event. So much talent in the room. I'm excited about the networking and coming together with these wonderful, gifted souls. And I'm going to wear my, I don't know, I'm going to get jazzy with it because I want to get in the mood. I want to get in the mode of where I'm about to, the experience. And I can't wait. This is in Detroit. You know, that's where I'm from. So it's an honor to be honored and from your hometown. So I appreciate you, Estelle Moreau. Get at her. Book her. She's amazing. You hear her every month. Here, just this is my girl. This is my sister. And it goes down in the D, so you definitely don't want to miss it.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to having Dr. Gina in the house.
Tell them where it is again. Where's the venue and what time? And how much are tickets?
The venue is at the Blue Fin. It's a, like a bar and grill, but it's beautiful. And so we're bomb rushing establishment, and we're turning it into a poetry stage and a red carpet celebration for Dr. Gina. So that's the Blue Fin in Warren, Michigan, on East 10 Mile. Very nice establishment. Very, very. We're going to have food, laughter, and networking.
All right. Well, you heard it here. This is going down in Detroit. December the 6th. We're going to be in the house. Can't wait. Thank you, Estelle.
Thank you, Estelle. All right, family.
All right. Love you, girl. We're going to take a commercial break. And then we got author Shannon going to be joining us to talk about his brand new smoking hot book. Can't wait to hear all about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, that was Michelle A. All right, so we got Shannon joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Miss Gina?
I am fantastic. I got Gina G on with me, my comedian co-host. She's joining with us, and we're excited to hear about your book. How do you feel about the freshness of it all? Are you excited?
I'm very excited. It's been an amazing journey, and it's just started.
Your full name. Let everybody introduce yourself. Tell everybody what the name of your book is and everything, because I know the name of the book, but I want to hear you say it.
Okay, my name is Shannon Rivar. I heard you having a little
a little situation with it earlier. We French in Louisiana, so it's Revoir. Yes. Oh, and the name of my book is It's Not Over.
All right. And you know what? That's something that, you know, we say in the church all the time. I know that I say it on the show all the time. And it's a constant reminder how important to know that it is not over. Tell everybody, where did this come from? You know, where did it come from you?
Well, at 19 years old, I was in a motorcycle accident in my hometown visiting my mother. And it left me in a bad state at first. And so I had to relearn everything all over again, from how to take a bath, to drive, to get in and out of the tub. And it was a lot of things that I had to relearn as a man. And I sit there and I go through my life, and all the things that I have accumulated in my life, I try to show others that's freshly injured or people who's going through situations that, you know, that it's not over. Like, you can still have a fulfilling life no matter what obstacles is put in your way.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? A lot of us that have have challenges with actually standing on that and remaining in that it's not over haven't even gone through half of what you've gone through. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to say that is a great testimony to so many to hear, because, you know, you always think that you're in a terrible situation. And to you, it is. It's agony to you. But then when you hear stories like this and how God has brought you out this whole, like, I mean, physical and mental situation, I mean, it just says a lot about God's power. It says a lot about his faithfulness. It says a lot about how important it is for us to stay focused on him and to remain in him. And tell everybody, you know, even though this came to you and you got to see this revelation, what was the time frame from when this initially happened, when this trauma happened, to when you finally got the revelation, you know what? I mean, it ain't over. Were you saying this the whole time, or was there some days that you had some struggles? You know, was it challenging for you to grab hold of this promise?
Most definitely. At the beginning, it's very hard. And I tell people that go through this situation, don't be afraid of your feelings. Because a lot of people that they try to bottle it in. I'm okay. I'm okay. It's okay not to be okay at first. You know, it's okay not to be okay, you know, as life goes on. But just know that not to give up. My first encounter where I understood that this was my journey is when I helped a guy from my hometown change a wheelchair tire. Now, to me, that didn't seem like too much or nothing, because that's my everyday living. Being an athlete, I changed my tire two times a month sometimes. But it had a bicycle shop that was charging this guy $65 a month to change his wheelchair tires because he didn't have the knowledge and experience to know how to do it. I showed him one time. He wrote the most beautiful testimony on Facebook for me. Now, like I said, to me, that seemed simple to me. But to someone like that has never and has been beat by someone who took advantage of him, charging him this, to something that took 5 minutes, you know, it meant the world to him. And I was like, man, my knowledge that I know of being in a wheelchair and things that's simple to me, it's amazing to someone else. Like, I showed someone else about driving. I've been driving 3-4 years into my accident. I met a guy I hadn't drove for 15 years. He was a vet. I hooked him up with the driving school and educated him a little bit. Now he drives his wife to work. And he thanks me every day for giving him that independence. And that alone, that means everything to me, because, you know, God put me in his life to show him the way. And now look where he's at now.
Yeah, I tell you, it's amazing. I mean, it's just really amazing. He does all kind of things. I mean, so as far as what's next after you have gotten this, do you feel like God has some other revelation that you're going to end up sharing at some point after this? I mean, is there another book coming out that we can expect after this? I know we're just getting this going, but is this something else that you're going to continue to do?
Oh, definitely. Yes, ma'am. I have another book I'm already in my mind that I'm putting together. It's about dating people with disabilities. A lot of individuals, they see people in wheelchairs and they're afraid because maybe they might be a little ignorant to the situation and they might not know or what to say to an individual. And we're just like anybody else. But it's a lot of things that people, they get nervous, you know what I mean? And so I've encountered that a lot on mining. So that's something that I want to, you know, do interviews with people with disabilities, ask them encounters that they might have had dating and getting into that revelation right there.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you and where they can purchase the book.
My book is on Amazon at the moment, and my social medias, I keep it really simple. It's my name, Shannon Rovar, and that's from Facebook and Instagram. It's my name.
Shannon Rovar. I want to say Rovar. That so good. I want to say it like you say it.
We French and Creole. We're Shannon
I think
Rovar.
I just got a heavy Detroit accent or something. I don't know. My tongue won't do right today. I can't. I feel so bad.
You're doing fine.
Teach me.
You're doing Shannon, fine. It's beautiful.
Say it again.
Shannon Rovar.
Rovar. Can you say it, Gina? We're going to say your name. Your name, they're going to be like, let me look him up.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Shannon. I got Shannon Rovar, okay?
I got that little Creole. And it's so amazing. We're just so glad that that you came on and was able to tell us about the book, and we just want you to just sell so many, become one of the top book selling books in the nation and all over the place and all of that stuff. So congratulations to you, Shannon.
Thank you. And I'd like to give a special thanks to Ms. Tasha Mills for putting this together for me. I really appreciate Ms. Tasha.
Tasha. I think she's listening.
Platform.
I know she appreciates that. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Gina?
Well, ladies, I really appreciate y'all allowing me to be on this amazing platform.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime when the next book come out, you can come back on and talk all about it.
Oh, yes, ladies.
All right. You hear him, Gina? You catch it now.
I heard it at the end.
Me and Gina be knowing what's up. We heard this little Barry White coming out, y'all.
We heard that coming through.
I'm on some ladies.
All right, ladies.
Sounded like Eddie LaVert up here.
I love
Shannon,
it.
Shannon, we love you. Come back on when you get your next book out and y'all go purchase this book, okay? It's an amazing thing to have all the literature you can. Go and get his book. All right. Love you, man.
Thank you.
You're
love y'all.
Welcome. That was good. I like that. This is a great show. Listen, we're going to make the announcement because Jason Mitchell did not show up today. He's in travel, so something happened where he could not make it to the show, but we're going to try to rebook him. You know, things happen. Few times out of the 5 years, I think we've had some little glitches in scheduling and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to make it happen for you guys. I know everybody wants to know what he's been up to and what's the deal, Bill, on the whole Shy situation and just, you know, what's going on with him, what's next for him. But I know he's working and I know he wants to connect with you guys. So I'm sad that he wasn't going to be able to. He's not able to join us today. We kind of waited until we couldn't wait no more. But as you know, we only got an hour show. If we had a 4-hour show, that's and y'all it. Keep on busting them numbers open.
Girl, we can't even use the phone no more. Lord, look at God. Oh, so excited.
I know.
So
it's
excited.
Just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. We'll have more time and we'll be able to get calls from you guys and just spend time with y'all. It's only an hour. We can barely even get in all of the stuff that we have, but we managed to do it. That's why it's so fast paced. But yeah, Gina, this has been a ride, hasn't it?
It has been a ride. One of the best rides I've been on. I sure don't want to get off. I know that much.
I don't know where it's going to take us, but I'm so excited just to go wherever God takes us. And we want you to with us. So wherever we go, y'all go.
That's right. Well, listen, come on, pack your bag. Let's go.
This has been amazing. I loved Angela, the wholeness. I loved Estelle Monroe Gant with her spoken word. And I love Shannon Rivard. Yes. I gotta say it sexy just so I can sound like I'm saying it
just right. So you can sound right.
Go and Google him. Go Google Angela, C-U-D-G-E-R. Angela, C-U-D-G-E-R. She is amazing. And that school thing is dope, man. I love that. I love women doing their thing, man. I love that. Keep doing it, sister. Like Gina said, queen. And then she's got that. That's so funny that her social media is queen. You know, all of that. You gotta go and check her out. Mm-hmm. I love it. Anyway, so shout out to Jessica. She hooked that up. And Tasha, you guys rock. This is a great show, Gina.
Always, honey. Always. Always.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to go. So anyway, this has been magnificent. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Gina G and me. Until next time. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. We're not going to be live next Wednesday. I just want you to know there will be an archive plan, but keep listening. That's all
keep
I know.
Listening.
I just wanted to tell you live, happy Thanksgiving in case Doug puts something on from Christmas or somewhere in the 4th of July.
Oh, God.
What the heck?
Like, what?
Because he's running the show. Whatever Doug wants, Doug, you know, has it, make it happen. So anyway, we love you here, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Listen, don't lose your abs and don't put no more on that you can't bear. Okay, that's all I can say. Eat wisely, and I love you, and stay healthy, okay? Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll be waiting for you. Dr.
Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.